The story of a famous sculptor and a flawed block of marble is where I want to start. The sculptor Donatello orders a large block of marble to be delivered to his workshop in Rome. When the dealer arrives, Donatello examines this beautiful two-ton block of marble and he rejects it. He sees flaws in the stone. But the dealer, rather than carry it back to the quarry, takes it to Michelangelo. Michelangelo notices the flaws, but decides that he's going to take it. He sees something else as well as the flaws. He sees a figure that he could release from the stone. He buys the marble, and out of it comes the great statue of David, which is in Florence, with the flaws turned into muscles in David's body. In our gospel story, it is Philip who points out the flaw in Jesus' plan. The situation cannot be helped, he says. It would cost a fortune to feed the crowd, even to give them a bite each. The situation is hopeless, is what he is saying to Jesus. But flaws in situations, flaws in people are to Jesus what those blemishes in the marble were to the eye of Michelangelo. He sees ways of turning them into strengths, opportunities for doing good. Our flaws, believe it or not, are not the problem in our lives. But our strengths can be, because our strengths can make us self-sufficient and arrogant. Our flaws, in a real sense, are our future muscle, our future strength, our future energy. How do we do that? How do we turn our weaknesses into our strengths? If we can work with Jesus, if we can put into his hands our inadequacies, as the little boy in the story handed over to the master the feeble parcel of food that he had. If we can let Jesus take us as we are, he can do the great thing he wants with us, to release in us the beautiful being he sees in us, the beautiful being he sees in each one of us. Augustine says, God sees more good in us than we see in ourselves. And we can add to that that God sees more beauty in each one of us than we see in ourselves. And the work of releasing that beauty, that goodness, is both our work and God's work, working together, trying to release from the raw material of our lives the masterpiece that God sees as waiting to be carved. So the basic choice in life, I believe, is to realize that God is with you and that he will give you what you most need to become the person he created you to be. Your negative emotions immediately say, I've tried so many times to be a better person. It won't work. I've never changed for years and years. And so on. And it is hard not to listen to these negative thoughts. But they are not the voice of God. God says, I love you, I am with you, I want to help you release the goodness and beauty that is within you. Just trust me. This is the voice to listen to. Not listen to the old depressing and self-rejecting emotions that trip you up. You can so easily think yourself into a depression. You can easily talk yourself into low self-esteem. You can act in a self-rejecting way. But always you have a choice. A choice to remember the failed attempts of the past, or to remember that God is with you, working with you to release from the raw material of your life the beautiful person he had in mind when he created you. God is always making things new. It's not easy to apply this to ourselves. But do not be afraid. Do not let your negative emotions distract you. your future depends on how you remember your past. It is obviously a real spiritual battle, but not to be afraid. You are not alone. God will help you. Your friends will help you. The friends that God has given you, their prayers and their support will help you. Remember, you are held safe. You are loved. You are protected. God is always with you, gently helping you to become someday the beautiful person you long to be in the depths of your heart. And we all know people who have that great beauty in their lives. We thank God for them and try to learn from them.